one for Benaz Manu, Parshas Vatchanan, next week Shabbos Nachamu. The pasuk says, "Raki shamr lecha shmar nafshecha mod pin tishkak devarim asher ruay necha pen yasrum vavcha koyim echayecha." This is Perek Dalid pasuk Tet. That you have to make sure to learn Torah and make sure it's not forgotten by you. Akidekach, we know the Mishnah Perkei Avot says that if you forget something from your learning, gilu mechayev inafsho. So the Chofetz Chaim is trying to understand what does this mean? You forget Torah, you're mechayev inafsho. What could that mean? So he says it's an idea trying to teach you priorities of the importance of Torah learning. If you understand that it's essentially our lifeblood, ki adam hua nefesh. So your nefesh is your blood. And in other words, we all need blood to live. We all need to feed our nefesh. We need the kiyum of nefesh is to learn Torah. So that's the way to do it. Chofetz Chaim says, imagine if a rich man were to come to town and he would want some of all of your blood. So he says, I'll give you all, everybody money, you know, let me just take a pint of blood from all of you. So you would all think he's crazy. I don't know, maybe there might be people who are desperate and unfortunately and might have to do it or, you know, be willing to do it because they need the money very badly. That doesn't mean that no one would look at this guy like everybody would look at this guy like he's crazy. What's he trying to do? He's trying to buy all our blood. He says, and that's what's going on. We all waste time with all sorts of things, sicha v'tela, and everything else in our lives. That's a waste of time. And what we're saying is, you know, okay, I'll give up a little bit of my blood, a little bit of my life source. The learning Torah is what keeps me alive. It's what I'm living for, and I'm gonna give up a little bit of that. And you know, when we lose our sense of priorities, and we end up focusing more on our business and our livelihoods than on our religious growth and pursuits. And that's the pasuk is telling us. Don't forget, Yisham Lecha, pay attention to make sure that you remember the Torah and everything it is, because that is Kol Yimei Chayecha, that is what is supposed to keep us alive. The Chofetz Chaim, the author here in the Maaseh LeMelech, in the footnotes, so he, the student who was Malak and Chofetz Chaim, adds that he once, more than once, but if he used to, I guess, give mussar to those who would focus too much on making money and too much on their business. And he says, we're even talking about from people. We're not talking about not from people. He says, there are people, they go to shul in the morning, they even learn a little bit after shul, and then they go to work. And he says, so that's wonderful, they learn and work, wonderful. Every once in a while it happens, they have a busy day. I have a meeting, I have an important conference call, I have to prepare, I have all these things. So they end, okay, that day they skip the learning. So I guess it's to be understandable, you know, on some level. But he says, how come it never happens the other way? Okay, I have a less busy day, let me learn longer. He says, that doesn't happen. So if you really feel this message, that the Tamu Nefesh and the Nefesh, that we have to feed it by learning Torah and doing our part in Torah and focusing on that and less on all the other pursuits of life and not wasting time with Seichel B'Tela and putting into perspective the proper need to earn more money. Obviously, everybody needs to earn their living and make enough, but to put in perspective the pursuit of money versus our religious life, so then you would understand that, okay, when you have a less busy day at work, that's the day that you're supposed to learn a little bit extra. I think this is a very important lesson for us, because Beinaz Manim is coming up, those of us who have Beinaz Manim, that we are going to be doing less learning. And a little bit is natural. We're human beings, we need time to be refreshed so that come Rosh Chodesh Elul we can go back to learning full charge, full koach, full speed ahead. So a little bit we do less, and I'm sure many of us have responsibilities. If your family is off and you need to spend time with them, so that means you're naturally going to be doing less learning because you have to spend time with your family. Okay, it's understood. That doesn't mean that we can make all the Torah learning and all our religious growth and pursuits totally muznach during this time. We still have to put in time every day. There should be some learning going on. That lesson is important, and all the more so, maybe you have free time, so okay, I'm talking to yeshiva bachers, so yeshiva bachers learn full time, so they're not going to be doing more learning during Beinaz Manim. that is, I guess, natural. But certainly to realize the fact that it's free time, that means that it's also time that is free for some learning. And that's an important lesson to learn from this Chofetz Chaim and Vechanan. Shpech.